तो ये इन दिस वर्ड्स महाराज को वर्ड अगेन केम केवल यार द सेम वर्ड व्हिच वी डिस्कसिंग इन अदर वर्स 12 13 12 बट हियर ही सेज कृष्ण बिस्टोस केवल्य टू एवरीबॉडी केवल्य मीनिंग प्रेम टू होम नॉट एवरीबॉडी टू होम ओनली दोज हु आर क्वालिफाइड कैंडिडेट्स बट ही आल्सो गिव्स केवल्य टू अदर्स दैट इज मोक्ष टू केवल्य And Shishupal apparently created that he got Kevalya, that is moksha liberation, but he did not got that liberation. He got Sarupya. He was situated back in his constitutional position as Jaya. But nobody could understand except Narad, Vyasa, Yudhishthira, or those who are themselves situated in their constitutional position. Except those, nobody could understand how it happened and when it happened. Krishna is not envious of everybody, anybody. He's not envious at all. Just like sun. Sun is equal to everybody. Even living things, non-living things, whatever it is, it's equal to everybody. But there is one bird that is owl. He always keeps his eyes closed. So if he keeps his eyes closed, then he cannot blame on sun that is not giving light to him. Or if put yourself in a closed room and close the doors and shut the windows and everything out of your dark room. So it's not to be blamed. I mean, sun is not to be blamed that you are in darkness. It's our fault. So, similarly, Krishna is also merciful to everybody, but it's only on the part of conditioned soul or we accept his mercy or we don't accept his mercy. Like that. Tasmat vairagyen bandhen. So in this verse it said that one may absorb his mind, completely absorb his mind in Krishna by means of bhakti, by means of bhaya, by means of sneha, by means of shatruta, by means of kama. Avishta means completely absorbed. So, if we have this absorption in our bhajan, then only we can be successful in our bhajan. Unless this absorption is there, no success will come. What is this absorption? How we can understand? So, here a nice example. We all sit now, and I say, "There is a snake," and then everybody. Immediately everybody's consciousness will turn to that place. And wherever it will go, everybody will be and want to get out of that place where they need to go. Completely scared, panic. All the air standing in the wind. This is called absorption. This absorption is required for our bhajan. 24 hours, continuous absorption. Then our bhajan will become successful. येन केन उपायेन कृष्णे मनो निवेशेन by any means we should absorb our mind in Krishna. Whatever condition, whatever favorable circumstance helps us to absorb our mind in Krishna consciousness, that we should take it immediately and we should apply that to our life. Generally speaking, wrath, that is jealousy, bhaya, fearness and shatruta, enmity, are unfavorable for devotion. They are not favorable for devotion or devotional service. In this verse also, bhakti has been referred. So Maharaj is saying which bhakti has been referred here. Because they said that just like you can engage your mind by means of enmity, by means of fear, and by means of jealousy, you can absorb your mind as quickly, you cannot do with bhakti. So, to absorb your mind is more easier by means of fearness, by means of enmity, and by means of jealousy, generally speaking. So, the comparison here, bhakti which has been compared with these three things, what bhakti is this? This is Vedi bhakti, is this, not Raghavan Guru. And Vedi bhakti of what standard? Of a offensive, enough aggressive. When we have so much of offensive and enough, that very much. Not any other. Because Raganuga Bhakti, it starts off with Ruchi. There is no platform at Nishtha and all. It starts from Ruchi and bounces Atakti, Nath, Sakralaya. That is why I said that it is very rare. Dhulab, very, very rare. Only if somebody gets causeless mercy from Guru Vaishnava, he may get it. There is no other way. Shishupal, when he took birth, he had four hands. And a voice came from the sky that anybody whom you see and by his just as soon as he sees you and your two hands cut off, disappear, take it for granted, that person will kill you. Or that person will be your death. Like that. So as soon as Shishupal, his mother first prayed to Krishna when he was young. So Krishna came to that assembly and Krishna, as soon as Krishna saw Shishupal, Shishupal's two hands disappeared. So Shishupal's mother, she requested Krishna not to kill Shishupal. He said, no, I have no point in killing Shishupal. I don't have any enmity with Shishupal. But he said, no, it has been said, voice came from the sky, that whosoever sees him and by his seeing his two hands disappear, this person will kill Shishupal. So it has happened. By your vision, Shishupal's two hands have disappeared. So I request you not to kill him. He says, okay, I can't say that I will not kill him, but at the most I can forgive his 100 offenses. And after that, I will consider. So she says, okay, he will not commit 100 offenses to you. I will tell him what to do that. So in the meantime, when Shishupal, he grows up, and as soon as his consciousness a little bit grows and he starts understanding that what is death and what is birth and what is old age and disease, and he hears Krishna is going to kill him. So he is completely absorbed. He is going to be my cause of death, so I should kill him before he kills me. So completely gets absorbed in that. This is called absorption in enemy. But there was one quality in his enemy. There was one quality. What was the quality? He was not committing any offenses to Vaishnava. And he was not doing any anarthas. That was the right. That is why his absorption was so powerful that he got the mercy from Krishna. He again gave the example of Ajamila's story, which he quoted in the morning. As we saw in the life of Ajamila, although he was taking names of Narayan, but he was also committing abominable activities. So Maharaj here wanted to point out what is this where we should understand. What is this enemy or city we should understand? This is different. It's different. There are two ways to understand a thing. One is transcendental platform, that is paramarthic, and one is lokic, mundane, two visions, mundane vision and a transcendental vision. So, Ajamila, whatever abominable activities he did, they were mundane abominable activities. They were not transcendental bad activities. There's no such thing as bad activities in transcendental platform. So, Ajamila's all activities were abominable in the mundane sense. Similarly, if we don't commit any offense with animosity or jealousy or enviousness in the transcendental platform or things which are transcendental like Harinam, Vaishnavas, Gurus, Dham, etc., etc., all these things, if we don't commit offense to them with animosity, then what is it? Then we get the mercy. But if we commit offenses to these things, then it becomes offensive. Otherwise, generally, our bad habits, which we do wrong things, that are not counted, that are uncountable, because they are mundane in nature, because we have the habit to do the difference. But we should be careful, because if purposefully we do, purposefully, means if, for example, there is Vaishnava A and there is Vaishnava B, and this Vaishnava B is somehow or another develops some animosity with Vaishnava A and is criticizing him in the meantime. Vaishnava C comes and we start talking with Vaishnava C about Vaishnava A, and the Vaishnava C, he just starts hearing, or he says, yes, 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 he's like that. Yes, or if he just hears him. So then this Vaishnava C is completely involved and he'll be gone. So we should avoid this. Not even silently hearing the criticism of any Vaishnava. This has also been prohibited. Because they're all Vishnu Jan, Aprakrit Tattva. they are transcendental, or they are related to the transcendental things, or to the transcendence. What to say of beating a Vaishnava? If hearing is like that, what to say of beating a Vaishnava? Or what to say of making any plans or controversies to involve them, all the things? This will uproot your bhakti, completely uproot, like a mad elephant. So if our absorption is devoid of this, devoid of this aparat, then definitely our bhajan will become successful. Generally, it's said that if Vaishnavas are coming and we don't respect them, we see a Vaishnava and then we don't respect any of this. Means you don't have any animosity, but just because you are careless or just because you are so ignorant, this is it. Or it is going and you don't seem up. And if you can help him out and you're not helping him out, all these are offenses. He gives a nice example of absorption. There is one insect, sort of spider. You understand spider? Sort of spider. So this spider, there are two kinds of spiders. He's saying one who drinks oil. Dwells on this oil, that is its food. And there's another kind of spider, he just takes birth wherever this water is collected, dirty water, he takes birth there and it goes there. So, this spider which takes birth in this dirty water is smaller in size. And there's one another insect of the same kingdom, it is bigger in size to that spider. Now, what does this spider do? He somehow or another traps that bigger insect of his own kingdom and catches him and gets him in his own house where he stays. And in that house, he feared making him scarce and gives him so much fearful gestures and like that. And this big insect of the same kingdom, and he gets him, oh, he's going to kill me now, he's going to kill me now, he's going to kill me now. He's unable to kill him because he's smaller in size, but he makes him fearful. And this bigger insect, he gets scared from the smaller one. And as a result, after a few days, what happens? Then this bigger insect transforms into this same shape and same body of this small spider. So this is because of his complete absorption in that spider.
Which kind is that? The one that takes birth in one?
When it takes birth in the dirty water.
The dirty water.
So, like that, it happens. So he says, similarly, just like if the loin is powerful, he can overcome a big elephant. Elephant is so big inside, but still, loins, they are quite capable to overcome the elephant. Similarly, this spider, he plays the same trick and shows him here, and this big insect completely transforms into the same spider in 2 days' time. So similarly, it says, we should not doubt or feel that this harikatha is imagination, that thinking or absorbing our mind, harikatha is imagination. No. What happened to Bharat Maharaj? He was absorbed and hidden in the form of a deer. And what happened? He turned, transformed in the form of a deer. So from man to deer is possible, what is the evolution? So take it for granted. Everything will be calculated at the time when you pass. Past your last present, and that time it will be common. Whatever absorption you have in your mind and heart, that's what you're going to get. What is this Ashtakaliya Leela Seva? What is this? In that example of the first chapter of Jaiva Dharma, there is explained of Savadev morning time, chanting Hare Ram, coming out of his eyes and meditating in the Nishant Leela, and he's saying, Oh, Raman Manjari, take care of this tree monkey, Kakti, named Kakti. Serving Radha Madhav, Radha Govinda, and they are sleeping and they want to wake up and making noise, just make a deep voice like that. So, in the outer vision of what we see, there is Kakti, there is Raman Manjur, where is Nishan, there is nothing. But his vision is completely absorbed in the morning time, and he's sending end up and is trying to create formation. This is absorption. Mahaprabhuji was always absorbed like this. Unless we have absorption, bhakti is very durable, very weak. You cannot get any access to prajapati by any means. The absorption which we want here starts off from ruchi. And this absorption comes after we have greed for bhakti. Then this absorption will manifest in your mind. Because then you will not have any time for doing offense. You don't have any time to completely absorb. What is doing, what you don't know anything, because if you see the job in your bhajan, so no time for doing the benefits. No question of anarthas. And Vishnuas who are of this standard, like Mahaprabhu, he himself said everybody should chant one like him. What about him? Was he supposed to chant one like him? He made 10 like 20 like. What about Rupa Goswami? He composes so many rules and regulations. What about them? They are above rules and regulations. So if you are of that platform and your absorption is of that standard, then there's no rules and regulations we can bound. 24 hours we are state of mind. So unless we are on the platform of Bhava like that, we should strictly follow rules and regulations to come up to that standard. And we should hear Hari Katha from such people like Nara and this conversation. Of course, the listeners here are not registered, the speakers here are not Nara, but still. We saw Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur, when he started moving and he was speaking Harikatha to everybody. Even if any boy, lame, somebody, anybody would come and start speaking Harikatha, and then time for Aarti and the brahmacharis ringing the bell and they think, oh, take this person out, he's taking the time of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada would just become furious on this brahmacharis. So this is absorption. We saw Gurudev, our Gurudev is also absorbed. So hearing Harikatha from these people always benefit us. Now he said that Prahlad Maharaj is not an ordinary person, means he is not an ordinary devotee, as sometimes we see in his case. He had tinge of all the rasas, Sham, Vatsalya, Satya, Madhu, even Madhu, he had something and some tinge of that fragrance was there also. Why? Why was that? Because from whom he heard Harikatha? He heard from Naraji. And Naraji, who is Naraji? Such an important person. He has access to so many places. So, of course, Naraji is very careful in seeing the qualification and adhikar. But still, he can't resist himself by giving danger of that Madhur Bhakti in the Sarita. So this is also there in Prahlad Maharaj also. Maharaj is speaking from there only, so they are not speaking from there. Maharaj is not speaking. So, if that spider, this moth, this mundane, this material spiders meet each other, they can change their form and transform into another spider. What to say of manure? You want to absorb yourself in bhakti and your guruji of such a standard, it will not happen. It will definitely happen. That is why Ashtakali Leela Seva has been wise that and describe enough on it, but for qualified if you can really absorb your mind. Now at the moment we should be absorbed in doing Harinam. Absorbed in hearing. Not just hearing Hare Krishna, oh I have to do this in Hare Krishna. Oh I have to do this in Hare Krishna. This is not absorbing. Then he came to Kaam. What is Kaam? Lust. What is lust? There, by seeing beautiful form, then you completely become a dog. That is lust. So this lust.
Become what?
A dog.
A dog.
Dog. You become a dog by seeing a beautiful form. You forget everything else. And you don't see what is good, what is bad, what is right, what a flavor is, and everything. That is lust. It's such a degrading thing. But even lust applied to the glorious feet of Krishna will take you to the highest extreme points, devotion. He said, lust is not ordinary thing. Shivaji, Narad, Vishwamitra, they could not control themselves. So, lust is really condemned. But they said, still, if you apply that to Krishna, it will definitely give you good results. Even he spoke one verse from Ramachandra Manas, Ramayana, I forget the Chupai, but it said, the Tulsidas is praying that I may have same mood as this lusty person have for a woman. I may have the same absorption because it's completely, 24 hours he's thinking of that absorption I want in lotus feet of Krishna. Even Mahaprabhu said that also, and he spoke of that lady who is married, but as a connection with another person, and she's doing all the activities for her house so expertly, so nicely, neat and clean, nobody doubts. But it takes time and goes needs to his to her lover. That is what, you know, that is what is Parakya Bhav in the absolute platform or in the soul of Vrindavan. So even criticism means Ninda. Criticizing is also of two types. Out of enviousness and out of love. So both will give you two different results. Out of enviousness will burn you completely off from devotional track. And out of pity, like Kobis, calling Krishna, because he is bad and thief and etc. So many things that you all know. Like that. It's a few different things. So, if we have absorption by any means, either fearness, sneha means affection, bhaya means fearfulness, all this means if we are having absorption, then definitely, if it's like devoid of all these previous things which we prohibited, devoid of all the prohibited things and other things, then definitely we'll get results in transcendental matters. Now here Narad Muni gave example. Quoted example of gopis to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Although this example doesn't fit there, but just a general topic, it's a very general topic, and he cited the example of gopis, that if gopis, they applied their lust for Krishna, and they got Krishna, and their absorption was so successful that Krishna reciprocated with them, then what would be of any other thing? So he said, of course, the lust of gopis is not lust, it is called love, it's a pure love. But just talking here, because this Maharaj is acting here that he doesn't understand anything, so Narad Muni is saying to him like that. So what to say of any other means? Because lust compared to enviosity is more degraded. Being envious and being lusty is two different factors. Lust is more degraded. So here in this verse, the six different means are said of absorbing mind. We take out of that two. Kama and sneha, which we can apply in our praja bhakti. Which sneha? Sambandh yukta sneha. Sambandh yukta sneha means affection out of relation. Because we cannot apply enviosity in devotional service, because this is not favorable. This is completely unfavorable. Because enviosity is to kill Krishna. So it is not favorable for devotion. We left it, we leave it. And also, we leave fear, right? Because there's no question of fearing fear from Krishna. So we leave the fear also out of it. So, Nova Tef is Sambandhatmika and Kamatmika, two left here. So, out of this also, Sambandhatmika, Sambandhatmika is that we should have relation with Krishna as Lokik Satbandhuva. Lokik Satbandhuva means having relation just like our relatives and friends like that. That's what Lokik Satbandhuva we should have. Just like Krishna has with cowherd boys, he gets on his shoulders, he gets on their shoulders, and they snatch from his mouth and from their mouth like this. What is their gopis? How he would be doing his gopis? He needs something that if gopis are eating and then he takes out from their mouth like this, or in this gopis. And then, but this sneha also will leave here. The sneha which is mentioned in this verse will leave, because this sneha is a sort of mundane. It's not that sneha which comes after prema, man, pranaya, not that sneha. And sneha up to the level of Pandavas is mixed with opulent Aishwarya. So we need that also. We don't take that name also. So what left is purely sambandhatmika and kamatmika. And out of that, Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya, all of them have sambandhatmika for Krishna, because Yashoda gave birth to Krishna, so she has a relation, and as a result of this relation, she has affection for Krishna, mamata, attachment for Krishna. This is what is required. In the stage of bhava, we manifest mamata to some degree. Mamata means affection, attachment to some degree, but not to the fullest extent. We only have this on the level of prema. But at this place, we have to see if we have it for Gurudev or we don't. If we have affection and attachment for Gurudev, then we can progress in our bhajan. But actual reality, we don't have affection and attachment for Gurudev. That's why our bhajan is stand still. It's like stand by. It's not progressing at all. And this is the only obstacle in our progress. How we should have this affection for Gurudev? We should have our life in our hands. And then having life in our hands, we should serve Gurudev. Understand this place?
Mm-hmm.
Having life in our hands and then serving the Guru. And Kamatmika also is of three different standards: Sadharani, Samanjita, and Smarta, Kupja, and the queens of Dwarka and Braja Gopis, respectively. And also, even this Smarta is of so much standards are there. And the best is Srimati Radhika. She has Madhuryamayi Mamata for Krishna, which is unparalleled. So this is why we are being advised in the beginning of our bhajan. Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami are advising us right here when we are starting that what kind of affection or attachment we should aspire for Krishna. We have been taught that he is dividing this, it should be Kamatmika, like the gopis have. Just like Mahaprabhu, he spoke about all rasas, vatsalya, this and that, but what does his, which rasa he was situated? Or Rupa Goswami spoke, but in what rasa he was? He was in Kamatmika, and that also, tat tat avichami means that always being placed in the union of Srimati Radhika and Krishna, and always arranging for the meeting. So service to both. This is what their mood was. So here in this pastime of Prahlad Maharaj, all these things mentioned up to this level in sutra form. Sutra means capsule form, the capsule is mentioned. So Prahlad Maharaj also had some affection and attachment with Krishna, and also because he had Krishna reciprocated, and Krishna also had this for Prahlad Maharaj. And we see that this is how he was so powerful that he injected that in all the children and all the top class fellows, and they all become another Prahlad.
Mm-hmm.
Prahlad Maharaj also had some affection and attachment for Krishna. So that is why Krishna also had some attachment and affection for Prahlad Maharaj. And this mamta or this affection was the power of Prahlad Maharaj, which he injected in all the class fellows, and they also became another Prahlad Maharaj. So that is why we are advised that we should have anushilan, means practice in absorption. Our practice should be in complete absorption, not wasting time. We have come here and we are thinking, oh, I'm getting my meals properly on time, I'm getting my clothes on time, and I'm having proper shelter. And also, I'm getting some respect as whatever extent I want, so I'm completely satisfied. So there's no absorption in bhajan. No. We have to dive deep into the literatures of Goswami. We have to dive deep into Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have to dive deep in the Goswami Granthas, Srimad Bhagavatam and all that. And we have to understand these things. Then this absorption will bring some. That means practice in absorption. This is what it said. Avesh te anushilan. If this is not there, no use. Just wasting time, because time is passing. my coat of prestige, my coat of food, my coat of shelter, is being filled with low power. Even in this manner, in this manner. So he gives third example. And third example he gives of a wife or a husband or a lover and a beloved. So if the husband is gone out, so wife is waiting, it is gone, probably gone abroad for a few months. Meditating on her husband and the thinking when he's going to come, and every day her photo, his photo, everything like that, taking it. And when he comes, she's not going to take her demands in front of him, but she will call him and give him a good afternoon to say, give him good cold water, fan him, service, so much service to him. And then if she's really very good wife, she will not care even for anything for her husband. She will completely just look for the satisfaction of the husband. And this service and this goal has been what we wanted. So he prays that I may have this kind of love or mamta or piti or faith or affection, attachment for the Lord as this beloved has for her lover. And he says here, in this example, we get some fragrance of Gopi Bhava, because this is the attitude of Gopi. So this upakhyan, this story of Vritasura, starts from here, Bhakti Yoga, the real Bhakti Yoga, the cream, because now Kanto is about to come, starts from here, the whole thing, the fragrances started coming here. So this is what is inspired by the devotees. Some people, how to become dasas and dasas, they are trying to please the guru. So, and they are doing different, bringing apples to him, or they are saying that some are near guru, that if he gets pleases, all his money in his pocket will come in my pocket, and like that. And different kind of people are there, and they think the guru to please the guru. But how guru will get pleased? When we get the inner mood of the guru, what is in his heart? Who is worshipping him? Whom he is worshipping? If we worship his worshipable deity with the same intensity and feeling and surrender as he's doing, then it will be more pleased. And also we get teaching from him, we ask him, we inquire from him, how we can serve him in a better way. This way he will get more pleased. Guru will get more pleased. And we may leave so many things and come in the shelter of Guru. It's very difficult to give a woman or a man to give him to him. So have you leave the attachment for the woman and the man? Okay, if you're living, you've left that also. But what about this body? Most people come and then they become lazy. And they are always trying to feed the body and all that, and they forget to use them and all that. If you tell them now it's time, so the festival is there, so I should go and wash some utensils. I got cold and I got this and that, and I can't do it. So like this, they try to do it. What's the use of this body? And if one dwells after that, you're not going to take this body. So this body, if doesn't get used in the service of Guru and Vaishnava, what's the use of this body? So they are praying, I may be able to become dasana das by tan, man, vajan, body, mind, not just by mind and words, body, mind, and words. So we should dedicate our body, mind, and words to the service of Guru and Vishnu. Then you may say, oh, we don't find such Vaishnavas. But you can't say that we don't find such Vaishnavas, because if such Vaishnavas are not there, this earth planet cannot stay anymore in this position. So there are some. You are that much qualified. And Krishna will provide you. And Krishna is providing, so you should serve. So he's again praying that why I want the association of this devotee? Because this devotee is so expert. And Harikatha emanating from the mouth is so powerful, and it's just like the edge of a sword. It will cut our attachment from all the material objects. They will transfer it into the lotus feet of Krishna. So Guru and Vaishnavas are like surgeons, they are doctors, they are experts. It's like in the heart surgery, they put on this organ and put it there and this vessel there. Like that Guru Vaishnavas, they're very expert. They will cut off your attachment from material objects and they will transfer it into the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why I want the association of this powerful devotee. And I may serve them. First, I may develop my mamta, my attachment for these devotees. And then gradually they will transfer it to Krishna. This is the way. So we should be very we have to think, we should be very faithful in serving the instructions, different instructions, the five different instructions of Rupa Goswami, hearing Bhagavad Katha, all these things. Because Hari Katha, we should feel that it is Krishna himself. It's non-different from Krishna. How Krishna is disguised in the form of Hari Katha, in this kind of view. So be very cautious and emphasize to hear Hari Katha. And I advise to everybody, not to you, Maharaj, advise to everybody, definitely everybody become dedicated, determined, and Hare Krishna.